This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs shares what it means to be a man of faith by looking at the defining characteristics of Israel's 10 paramount leaders.
What defines greatness? When we think of great individuals, we think of those who have accomplished many things and who have reached their goals. Scripture, however, tells us that greatness is defined by failure. That's right, failure. The words that transformed King David into one of Israel's greatest leaders are, "I have sinned against the Lord." That was David's response to the prophet Nathan, who had confronted the king after he sinned and took Bathsheba as his wife. As you probably remember, Bathsheba was already married, and David arranged to have her husband Uriah sent to the front lines of battle, where he was killed. King David's greatest and defining moment is the minute that he realized that he had failed, and the confession he voiced a split second later. Tradition teaches that it was King David's ability to admit his mistake that made him worthy of becoming one of Israel's greatest leaders. Everyone makes mistakes, but our missteps are not what defines us. Our response to our lowest moments is what transforms us into better or lesser beings. Like David, our failures can make us great.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. As we celebrate the men in our lives this month, discover the godly characteristics of the great biblical men of faith in our complimentary devotional, A Man of Faith, when you visit holylandradio.org. That's holylandradio.org. This has been Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.